The Moon of Gumrath by Alan Garner. Dramatized by David Wade.
I ran. It was hopeless from the start. I just charged on blindly, came to a little rise, rushed up and, whoops, no ground. Down I went, not far, but far enough. The mark flew out of my hand and careered away down the slope. It bounced into the air and just hung there, spinning like a small silver saucer, but getting bigger every second. Till the centre where my wrist had been was almost like a mouth of a tunnel, but friendlier. I ran into it.
Susan.
I'm Carrod. Where am I?
Where we first met, many moons ago, on the isle in Reedsmere. Here, take back the mark. Now sit with me. It is time you knew more of your place in these things.
My place? Have I got one? Surely it's all up to you and Cadellan.
When you put on the mark, you put on a destiny. And at this time, through you alone, can we work most surely. Now first, you must know all your danger rests with the Morrigan.
The Morrigan?
She is where I will send you, east of Alderley. She holds Colin.
No!
Yes. And she will use him to entrap you if she can. But listen. Her power is only of the old moon. Yours is of the new. The Morrigan fears the new moon, and especially the one that is to come, the moon of Gomrath. For once upon a time it made us the strongest in the world and may do so again. Before it comes, she will destroy you if she can.
What am I to do?
Take the war to her and hold her. If you succeed, she may never threaten us again. If you fail, she may grow beyond confining.
What if I can't?
There I can help you. Take this. It is called the Horn of Angalak. Blow it if all else is lost. But only then.
I promise.
Only if all else is lost.
I promise. It was as if I was sinking. Down, down, down into the dark. Then slowly, there were stars above me, and I was lying on the ground, a small silver horn at my side. Just by me was a little river. A road ran along it to a gateway, all in a steep valley, all somehow dead. I stood up. The gateway seemed to draw me. The gates were locked, rusty, but I climbed over. There was a drive. I followed it. Rhododendrons closed over me like a damp cave. Horrible. I came to a bridge over the river, then another. A figure stood beside it, holding a spear and shield. Stood very still. Statue? Man? Not quite. Something about it made my skin crawl, definitely to be avoided. But I knew I had to go on. Only one way. Wade along the river. The banks were terribly steep. When I wanted to get out, I had a job. But I made it. Onto the drive again. And round a bend. And there it was. An enormous house in the light of the waning moon. Windows blazing. But again, it was all sort of dead. Right, I know you're there. Then suddenly, there she was in a window, staring out. The Morrigan. Eyes like lasers, she was bound to see me. When she turned away, I crept down the drive. Why me, I thought. I don't know any magic. I'll not be much use by myself. I've got to find Cadellan. So, I set off west along another bit of drive. Out of the awful rhododendrons, and up towards an empty gateway in a wall. Without a thought, I just marched through it. There was this disgusting thing. Another like the one down by the bridge. No statue, oh no. But bald, shining head, ears pointed, slanting, glowing eyes, thin nose like a beak and covered with what looked like scales. He grabbed me with a nasty, stringy arm, and as he did so, the mark lit up like fire. He dropped. I ran for it, and looking back, I saw another of these things come after me. I thought, this is it. I've had it. But when I looked round...
Death to you!
As if the paloobs weren't enough, they send us bodders too.
Who's the car? Oh, who's the car?
Ah, girl, we thought you were dead. How is it with you?
All right, thanks to you. But how did you get here?
Tell me first how you did.
Well...
Ah, but don't just stand. There is more here than my sword can accomplish. We must fetch Cadellan. You can tell me as we go.
And then I ran into the trees, absolutely sure it was the end of me. But you saved me, and here I am. Now, what about you?
There is little to tell. I soon lost Pelles, but I met a Palug. Then Pelles, like the insolent rogue he is, came back to Thundendelv and shouted through the gates that you should go with him tomorrow. Your bracelet in his care, or he would return Colin to us a little at a time. Well, while he was talking, I slipped out by Hollywell and followed him. But, hey, wait.
What can you see?
Palugs. Many of them, and Bodocks too. I fear they may have outmaneuvered us.
Uthaka was right. We were trapped. We ended up with our back to a 50-foot drop over a cliff, and what looked like all the Bodocks and Palugs in the world in front of us. They wouldn't come too near because of the mark of Fola, but then the Bodocks all had spears. But Uthaka was clever. He killed three of them, grabbed their spears, and used their shields to catch the others they threw at him. For what seemed like 100 hours, we kept them at bay. And then...
Listen, Del! We may not see another sunrise, you and I, but perhaps there are worse places to die than Shinecore.
Is that where we are?
Aye. Here your brother found a Mothan. Here beneath our feet a hunter slept.
The hunter? Oh! I've been hit! No, I haven't. Uthaka, the map's burning. I can read the writing on it.
Then speak it.
All it says is... Ramador!
Down, girl. Down. Lie down. Hide yourself.
Ride! In higher of the Helatin! Kill! Kill!
You ride!
It had never come. Where are we?
Do you not know it?
No.
We are within a little way of Goldenstone.
Oh, yeah. Then can we stop a minute?
Not yet. Close by there is an elf road to Thundendelv. It will be some shield to us.
From what?
The Morrigan.
But surely...
Better safe this way.
Can I at least ask you something?
Aye, so long as you keep the pace.
Last night, when the Wild Hunt saved us...
Well, what of it?
They cut the Bodocks and the Palugs into little bits.
Well, what else did you expect?
Well, all right, but... laughing. They were enjoying it.
That was the Wild Hunt, Susan. The Wild Hunt. That was Garanir we saw there, crimson to the waist, with strips of flesh and skin upon his antlers. When you call him, it is no children's magic. Be thankful rather you and I are not among the dead. What is it? That's what I said.
No. A shadow. Run. Run. Turned, and there she was on the other side of the field we'd just crossed. She held a long sword, and her right hand stretched towards us. It was clenched, except the little finger and the index, which she pointed at us like a pair of horns. My body felt like lead, and Uthaka was absolutely rooted to the spot.
Girl, come close.
touch me. Elfrod, there, in the trees.
Somehow I got to him and managed to get hold of his wrist. Then he began to walk as if his legs were posts with a ton weight on each foot. But we made it to the elf road just as the Morrigan got to the edge of the wood. Could she stop us reaching Fundindelv?
No, do not let go yet. You have the power against her. Take my left hand, leave my sword arm free.
Where is she?
She was just behind us.
She stopped. What's she doing? Why is she staring at the sky?
She is not easy, beware.
The wish of my heart, you dwarf!
And the wish of your heart, Callan, be on yon golden stone!
What I don't understand, Cadellin, is why she vanished. She just told this curse to Toothaker. He turned it onto the golden stone, and she'd gone.
Where was the moon?
I didn't notice.
Ah, well, I did, and it was on the point of setting. Could that have been the reason? Albanac, what do you say?
The Morrigan is not helpless when the moon is down. And what fear was on her that she could not stay? And where was she going?
Where she came from, surely. Back to the grey house that Susan saw.
Ah, yes, the house. Where exactly does it stand?
A little north of Shining Tor, in the pit of a valley.
I know it. Erwood Hall. But it is a ruin and has been these 50 years or more.
No, it's not. It's as good as new. I saw it clearly in the moonlight. I saw the Morrigan at the window, and all the windows were lit up.
Lit up? Cadellan, I begin to see this.
Albanac, I see it perfectly. And it gives us hope. Listen. Listen, all of you. Erwood is indeed a ruin. A house as you've seen it, Susan, is but moon magic which the Morrigan has employed to build it. When the moon shines, it is there. But when the moon is set, or clouded over, it is nothing but a heap of stones. Now, Susan, you say Colin is within the house, and you are right. He is there now, for it exists to those who have already entered it, whether the moon shines or no. The where is quite another matter.
Then why don't we just go and get him?
Because until the moon shines, there is no house for anyone to enter, not even the Morrigan, and she is not there.
Can you be certain?
Absolutely. She was at Golden Stone at moonset. Hasten as she might, she could not possibly have gained the house before it disappeared. So Colin is within, and safe enough.
Pelles will be with him.
He will not harm him. He dare not. He must answer to the Morrigan.
So, what must we do?
You must put yourselves between her and the house while there is light. At moonrise, keep her from it until Colin is freed.
We shall need help then. There are too few of us. We must talk with Lord Atlendor.
I am here. I have heard you.
We should have known better than to talk where there are elves.
Hush, Uthika. Lord Atlendor, will the Leos Alpha lend us aid in this? It is but for one night. So short a time.
The moon magic is not our affair. And you, Albanac, are pledged to ride with us to the north 3 nights from now.
My lord, is it to be said of your people that they will not fight the darkness where they find it?
Aye, when it has to do with men and children of men.
Meaning me and Colin, I suppose. You were quick enough to ask me for the mark when it suited you. Well, maybe you never heard what happened to me after that.
I heard, but I did not compel you. And I recall that you also have given pledges to us.
Pledges? I haven't given you any pledges. And even if I had done, would you honestly expect me to keep them if the Morrigan gets Colin because you refuse to help?
Very well. You shall have horsemen and myself to lead them. But if this affair is not finished by the third night...
We understand. What you say is noble and will serve our need.
It is foolish and obtained by force. We meet before the house at sunset.
So much for elves.
But they will fight for us. That is what matters.
Aye, because a girl shamed him.
Nevertheless. But now we must make ready. Cadellan, will you ride with us?
Not I. There is little I can do at Erwood, save put my life at risk. At such a time, my place is here to guard the sleepers.
But what if the Morrigan should use her magic?
You are not helpless there, Susan. You have the mark... And you have the horn of Anghalac. If it were otherwise, why should you complain? You sought this business of your own will.
And as Cadellan looked at me, I remembered when Angharad had said, When you put on the mark, you put on a destiny. And I began to feel afraid. But there wasn't any time to think about that. The elves allowed Uthakar and me to borrow horses, and we rode behind Albanac, out of Fundindelv. As we left the gates, Cadellin gave his hand to Albanac, and they looked at one another as if they were saying goodbye. Anyway, off we rode, and by midday we'd reached Erwood House. It was strange to see it in the daylight, all in ruins, but there wasn't any time for staring either. We tethered our horses and worked like galley slaves till it was dark.
Well, Uthakar, have we done?
Aye, the walls are clear of undergrowth on every side. Thus, the Morrigan cannot approach the house unseen. Also, the fires are piled and ready to be lit, so neither Bodrek nor Palug will have courage. Thus, we have done what we can.
You should light the fires.
Aye, I shall do it now.
When will the Leos Alpha come?
At any moment.
What was that? Albanac, what's wrong?
The howl of Ossa.
What?
It is of no importance. Here are the Leos Alpha now.
Welcome, Lord Adlendor.
Where is the Morrigan?
Close for certain, though we have not seen her yet. Uthakar, what is the matter?
I lit the fire. They flared, they burned, and then suddenly went out. Yet the fuel was dry.
Kindle them again. We must have fire.
How did it happen?
It is the Morrigan's doing. Until the moon rises, the Morrigan has not the means to do more than this. She must wait for the moon to build her strength.
Aye, and we must build our strength. Girl, you have the mark?
Yes.
Good. Come, stand here. Hold up your arm. Now, let each man touch the silver of the mark with his weapons. Witch, do you see this that we do? Here is bale for you. Here, plague to flesh.
It is some hours to moonrise.
Uthakar, how is it with the fires? Then guard them. At Lendor.
We should take our places round where the house will be when the moon rises.
Come, we are ready.
How slowly the time went till moonrise. When it did rise, there was cloud. Then, suddenly, the cloud broke. The moonlight touched the ruins. They shimmered, as in a heat haze. And there was the house. Now to rescue Colin.
Susan, come quick. Enter. Hurry.
Now where?
We must search.
We searched room after room until we reached the last door of a corridor. A black design was painted on it.
It is a witch brand. Come away.
No, we've got to see inside. The room was empty. Well, more or less, there was a sort of pattern drawn on the floor. And in the middle of it stood a large, squat, long-necked bottle. It seemed to have been filled with boiling black ink, except there were two red dots of light inside it. I felt I absolutely had to pick it up.
No! Let it alone! Come out! It is the Brolican! She has penned it! Could you not see?
I couldn't help it!
Aye, well then. Now where?
What's that?
Pelles!
He was halfway up another stairway with one door at the top of it. He reached it, fumbled with the lock, but Uthakar got to him before he opened it. Inch by inch, Uthakar drove him down the stair until I could run past and up. He cut at me, but missed. I reached the door and suddenly was afraid. Supposing... No. I turned the key and kicked the thing open. Inside was a sort of cell.
Oh, boy. I thought you'd never get here.
Colin, are you okay?
Oh, I'm starving. Otherwise, I'm fine.
Let's go.
Hey, what's going on?
Come on! Uthakar! You're not hurt, are you?
Not I! Father Rogue escaped me.
What was the crash?
He went out by a window and did not stop to open it. But if the Leos Alfar do not settle with him now, his life is charmed. Ah, Colin! Well met! Are you fit to run, lad?
I think so.
Then we, like honest folk, shall go out by the door.
I
If I live to be 3,000, I'll never, never forget the scene in front of Erwood Hall. There were the elves in a circle, calm as could be, holding off a horde of cats and goblins till they weakened and withdrew. But not for long, they charged again, and again the elves just kept their cool and drove them back. At least the Morrigan wasn't anywhere to be seen, thank goodness. But then Uthaka caught sight of Pelis, who had somehow survived, and he saw Red and rushed through enemy lines to get at him.
Uthaka! Are you mad? Uthaka! The hell is it with you?
I will not swear! Come by me, yet?
Come to retreat! Hold fast! I am with you!
And Albanac put spurs into Melinlas, and the horse went soaring over the battle and off into the darkness. When he returned, Uthaka was on his back, but Albanac in front of him had fallen on the horse's neck, and Pelis's sword was sticking out of his ribs. Atlendor came, and he and Uthaka lifted Albanac out into the saddle and laid him on the ground out of harm's way.
I had hoped it would not be so soon.
Rest until the battle dies. Then you will be safe.
I am safe already. It was the howl of Ozar. When that calls, there is nothing to be done.
My men shall tend him. Leave him with us.
Colin, Susan, come away.
For now, Uthakar, do you hear me?
Pelis.
I hear you, traitor!
Was that not a fury to remember? What now? Will you not bring me back my sword?
Pelis, son of our god, hear me! Come now alone and claim your sword! See, it was here!
Pelis rushed into the firelight, grabbed his sword out of the ground, and Uthakar just went for him.
But Pelis was pretty cool, while Uthakar was furious, and he slashed at Pelis like a maniac.
You could see him getting tired, so suddenly he dropped his guard, and Pelis hit him in the shoulder.
It was the worst thing Pelis ever did, for himself, I mean. Uthakar jumped clean into the air, as if he'd been given an electric shock.
And before Pelis could make out what was happening, Uthakar had come down on top of him and run his sword right through him and out the other side.
It must have killed him on the spot. And as for Uthakar, he fell down in a dead faint.
We ran to him and tried to bandage his wound.
Did I kill?
I'll see.
Ah, the wonder is then that I am living. Such rashness merits death. But what of Albanac?
I don't know.
Lindor, is Albanac...
Albanac is not here.
You mean...
He has gone to heal his wound. But he will come again. His kin are seldom away long. It is their destiny. And now we too shall go. I have kept my word. The boy is safe. We ride now.
But wait, we can't go yet. What about the Morrigan? And what about the Brolican? He's still in the house.
One life has cost us 30. It is enough. We ride.
Uthaka, did you hear that? The elves are going. Can you stop them?
No. Indeed, I think the better of them for it.
You must be joking.
Listen to me. We have Colin safe, and that is what we came for. The brood of darkness is spent, and when she understands that, the Morrigan herself will come. And I, for one, have no desire to stop for that.
Then I shall.
You shall not. Help me to my feet. That's it. Now... I shall fetch my sword, and we shall ride out with the Leos Alfar. Colin, take Melinlas. It is what Albanac would have wished.
We rode out of Erwood under the old moon.
A few boroughs hurled spears at us, and three more elves were dead before we could reach open ground.
Soon the track of Shining Tor lay ahead of us, but I knew we were going the wrong way.
Susan, why do you stop?
We must go back. The Morrigan has got to be kept out of that house, or she'll release the Brolican. Who's coming with me? And then I'll go by myself.
Susan!
She'll turn back when she sees she's all alone.
I think not.
Maybe you're right. I'd better stop her. Come on, Melinlas. What's the matter with you? Get up! Or we won't move.
Let it be. Only she can do what has to be done.
I rode... I was before the house. The few remaining Boddocks and Paludes screamed out at the sight of me and ran away. But not the Morrigan.
Fair
thing like a black flame flew out of her hand and towards me. The mark lit up. A word shone out of it.
Brandos!
It met the black flame and the black died away.
Salibat! Retter him!
The black flame grew again and pushed the white one back. There were more words on the mark and I repeated them. The whiteness grew, but not enough. And suddenly, it was black everywhere. And when I came to, I was lying on the ground. The Morrigan was standing with her back to me, facing the house.
Vestigitium, consolatio, veni ad me, vertat, creon, creon, creon.
She obviously thought I was dead. I got onto my hands and knees and crept towards the horse.
Fiat! Fiat! Fiat!
Luckily, I'd just made it into the saddle, because the whole house literally burst. A huge black cloud came out of it, and in the cloud were two horribly familiar red pools. I rode off like a lunatic, but the brolican was everywhere. I lifted up the mark, but its silver went all dim. The blackness got inside my head. I couldn't see. I was drifting away.
The horn. Mark, maiden. Blow the horn of Angalak. All else is lost. She is but green in power. The time is not yet.
I still can't explain what happened. I rode with everything I got. But the hunter let go of my horse. And he, the hunt, the shining ones, all went away from me. And I couldn't catch them. It was like waking from a dream, which you found everything your heart has ever longed for, into an empty world.
Courage, child. It is not yet. It will be, but not yet.
And suddenly, I was alone on the moor, with the night wind in my face.
They all rode away together till they disappeared, and if you ask me, if that's the old magic, Cadellan is never going to stop it now.
In The Moon of Gomrath by Alan Garner, Susan was played by Jenny Luckraft and Colin by Stephen Rendell. Cliff Howells was Uthaka, Tom Mannion Albanac, and Ronald Herdman at Lendor. Cadellan was played by Neville Barber, Gowther by Russell Dixon, Bess by Judith Barker and Angharad, and the Morrigan by Joan Walker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Moon of Gomrath was dramatized by David Wade and directed in Manchester by Caroline Smith. The Moon of Gomrath by Alan Garner. Dramatized by David Wade.